There we go. Well, a very, very happy Christmas to you. Happy Sunday morning. I hope you're all prepared. I saw a survey this week, and it said, of all of the things that people are frightened of, the number one was speaking in public. The second was death. I've chosen this morning to go for number one. Now, in the video we saw earlier, we saw the introduction of a space rocket and a helicopter and a London bus into the Nativity story. Adding things in to the Nativity story is not new. In fact, it's become quite common in modern times. I mean, who can forget Mr. Bean? I would love to, I haven't got time, unfortunately. I'd love to have shown you all 4 minutes and 35 seconds of the genius that is Rowan Atkinson enacting the Nativity story, complete with T-Rex, tanks, Daleks, helicopters, and sheep removal lorries. Or, and this one I had to show as a clip, who can remember this iconic scene from the Christmas film that is Love Actually?
We've been given our parts in the Nativity play. And I'm the lobster.
The lobster?
Yeah.
In the Nativity play?
Yeah, first lobster.
There was more than one lobster present at the birth of Jesus.
Duh.
In fact, in their Nativity, there were three lobsters and a whale and a big green octopus. So this, is it going to work? There we go. This Christmas card, this Nativity, is supposedly the most popular version of a Nativity scene to be shown on Christmas cards around the world. So I thought, since we're looking at Nativity, we'd have a little quiz. Aided and assisted by this visual aid, yes. This beautiful backdrop has been supplied to us by the Salvation Army. By the way, if anyone wants this at the end, then they're welcome to it. Because we've tried to destroy it, and it seems indestructible, but it's too big for my front lawn. So we're going to do a quiz, and I'm going to be aided and assisted by my beautiful assistant, Emily. And what we're going to do is we're just going to see how good you are, because you've heard some of the Bible stuff this morning, and I know that your knowledge is good, and you've got a few visual aids around you to help you in your answering, because what we're going to do is say, according to the Bible, and I'm going to ask you questions, and we're going to have side A and side B, just to introduce a little bit of competition, and there's still some chocolate Santas there for the winners, and we're going to say, according to the Bible, question number one, when is Jesus' birthday? Hands in the air, come on. According to the Bible, when is Jesus' birthday? November, she says. August over there.
September.
Okay. According to the Bible, when is Jesus' birthday? So we've got August, September, and November. There we go. Okay. So according to the Bible, a little bit easier one now. According to the Bible, what did Mary ride on to get to Bethlehem? Hands in the air. Sorry? A donkey. According to the Bible, what was the colour of Mary's clothing? Oh, don't shout out, arms in the air. Go on, Emily, you choose. Any advance on that? Blue, says Mel at the back there. Okay, according to the Bible, how many inns did Mary and Joseph go to before Mary gave birth to Jesus? How many inns did they knock on the doors of? Hands in the air. Right at the back there. Three and many was the other answer. Okay. We might need more than one answer. According to the Bible, what animals does it say were present at his birth? What animals were present at his birth? Oxen, we've got listed. Okay. Mammals. I think you're spreading it a bit wide there. Any more? Sheep. Yeah, no. A donkey. Okay, and a donkey. Okay, according to the Bible, what was the name of the angel that announced the good news to the shepherds? What was the name of the angel that announced the good news to the shepherds? Gabriel, we've got down here. Any advance on Gabriel? According to the Bible, how many shepherds went to see Jesus? So, oh, we got a seven. We had a three over there. How many? Three. Okay. And according to the Bible, what were the gifts that the shepherds gave to Jesus? A lamb. We had a lamb. Any more? Yes. Okay, according to the Bible, how many kings visited Jesus? Oh, we got none. Okay. In fact, let's ask another question. What were the names of the magi that visited Jesus? What were the names? No, it doesn't. Okay, so did the wise men... Jeff and Mary. Did the wise men... Oh, hang on, we've got a... Melchior. Melchior was one of them, was he? Okay. What? Let's move on, otherwise we're still going to be here when your dinner's done. Did the wise men visit Jesus at the same time or straight after the shepherds? Yes or no? I'll take yes or no. No. But they're in the picture. Okay. Was there a star over the stable when Jesus was born? Yes. Yes? Okay, and what animal does it say that the wise men, this is all according to the Bible, what animal does it say that the wise men rode on to get to Jesus? Camel. We had camel. What? Go on, Emily. A camel. Okay, well, let's run through the answers, shall we? And we'll see how you got on. When is Jesus' birthday? The straight answer is we don't know. It is probably, it is most likely to have been September, October, but we don't know. The Bible doesn't say so. And what did Mary ride on to get to Bethlehem? Again, we don't know. It doesn't say. It might have been a donkey. It might have been, as Ben said, a moped. I don't think so. She might have just walked. And what was the colour of Mary's clothes? What did we say over here? Number three? Blue. Well, no one knows. And in fact, it was probably most unlikely to have been blue. Blue was a very expensive dye. The more likely chance is that Mary was wearing muddy brown. Not in fashion for us at the moment. So how many inns did they go to before Mary gave birth? In actual fact, no inns. No inns are mentioned in the Bible. All is it says there was nowhere for her to stay. And eventually, she ended up probably in a guest house on the lower floors where the animals would have been kept underneath. So houses at that time were two-story, animals underneath. They provided warmth for the people and humans on top. So that's probably within an animal shelter. That was what was being referred to. What animals does it say were present at the birth? It doesn't say, though I suspect not lobsters or T-Rex. What was the name of the angel that announced to shepherds? It doesn't say it's Gabriel. We surmise it might be Gabriel because Gabriel had appeared to Zechariah, to Elizabeth, and to Mary, but it doesn't say who appeared to Joseph either. So unfortunately, we don't know. How many shepherds visited Jesus? We don't know. It just says shepherds. So there was at least one and probably more. And what gifts did the shepherds give? We don't know. We've got a lot of don't knows, haven't we? And certainly, it doesn't say they presented him with a lamb. How many kings visited Jesus? You got this. None. They were magi. They were wise men, astrologers. They were probably the peak scientists of their time. They traveled a vast distance. And what were their names? Well, tradition says Caspar, Melchior, and Balthasar. But that only comes from the 9th century. That's not what the Bible says. It's just oral tradition. So did the wise men visit Jesus at the same time? I suspect not. The Bible says that the shepherds visited the baby. It says the magi visited the child. Now, if we explore this story a little bit deeper, we find that the wise men or the magi, they visited King Herod, who wanted to see them, and said, well, when you find this baby, let me know where he is, and then I can go and worship him. And then fairly promptly afterwards, issued an edict that all male children under the age of 2 were to be killed. So we suspect, we don't know, but we suspect that there's probably a 2-year gap between the shepherds and the magi. And for that reason, the star is only referred to in the magi, so the star would not have appeared over the stable when the shepherds appeared or when Jesus was born. How are we doing here? How are we doing? All right, Emily? So last question, what animal does it say the wise men rode on according to the Bible? And your answer was? It doesn't say. And here's the thing. We've all got this lovely picture in our head, haven't we, of the camels riding across the sand dunes. If these men were so important, the likelihood is they would have been riding Arabian stallions, which would have denoted their position in society. Thank you. So who scored the most there, Emily? Which side? Oh, wow. Half a chocolate. Half a chocolate. Yeah? Okay. And happy Christmas. Elf from Safety, yeah. Happy Christmas. Chocolate Santas. Right. So, if you got those wrong, don't worry. The problem is we have become, I want to say infected, but things have filtered in to our consciousness of what does Christmas mean and what does a nativity scene look like. The first decorated Christmas tree came in 1539, which makes me think that this particular nativity scene is slightly out of date. I don't think they would have had LED lights or multiple Christmas decorated at the birth of Jesus. Of course, when we focus on other things, when we focus on looking good, when we focus on all the tinsel and the wrapping and the glitter and the grits, we can so easily forget what the real reason of Christmas is. We can so easily put our focus onto other things and we forget the reason we came, as Jeff told us so clearly early when we prayed, it's about Jesus. So what happens, what is the natural result of where our society is going, where we miss out Jesus? Well, and I kid you not, I was looking for one of these nativity scenes earlier, and I kid you not, but I came across this one. Can anyone tell me what's missing? Yeah. This was entitled, the title of this picture is Mary, Joseph, Kings and Shepherds Worship Jesus. They've just missed Jesus out. And it looks like they've replaced him with a golden glowing potato. So, I wonder whether we should do this. This is a quote by Stephen Covey. Stephen Covey is the author of a book called Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. And the quote is there to emphasize the importance of focus and prioritization. And it suggests that people should avoid distractions and concentrate on their most important goals. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. And I would suggest to us that at Christmas, we should keep the main thing the main thing. That is, to put Jesus at the center. We've already heard this quote today. Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14 says, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child, she'll give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. God with us. Of course, Jesus didn't stay a baby. He grew. He worked alongside his dad in the carpentry shop. He learned and he knew his scriptures as a good Jewish boy would. He was baptized in the River Jordan. He went on his mission and ministry, and he gave the world the finest teaching it has ever had. He ushered in what he called the kingdom of God. And he lived out what it meant to be the king of the kingdom of God. His example was to be countercultural. He ate with prostitutes and tax collectors. He touched lepers. He gave value and status to those who didn't have it in their society. He honored the widows and the orphans, the marginalized and the ostracized. Those who felt they weren't seen were always seen by Jesus. And he says our responsibility is to do the same. So his birth, life, death, and resurrection show us another way. We are called to come to Jesus, to receive his forgiveness, to say sorry for the wrong stuff we've done, and accept that he chooses us to welcome us into his big God family, to find hope in him. God is with us. And as we celebrate that fact, it wasn't just 2,000 years ago, it's just as relevant and just as true today. We celebrate Christmas as the birth, but it points to Easter. God's plan was always to rescue and to redeem and bring back into relationship with him. And that's only possible because of the cross. But it starts at Christmas. The baby that was led on the wooden planks of a feeding trough, of an animal's feeding trough, ultimately was led on the wooden planks that made up a cross. That was his destiny. Christmas leads to Easter, but we can and we should celebrate the one who made it all possible. To keep the main thing, the main thing. And like the shepherds who were in the story, and the wise men who were in the story, we too should worship Jesus Christ. That's what they did when they came visiting. They worshipped. We too should worship Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, God with us. The main thing is to keep the main thing. The main thing. Thank you.